For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. A reversal in the historic population decline outside of metro areas. At least for now, the rural exodus of the last decade has stopped, and there's a slight uptick. The U.S. Census Bureau credits migration domestically plus international immigration. But those gains were tempered because deaths in rural America outnumbered births. Daily Yonder reporter Sarah Malott explains the reversal.
There's some recent survey data from other regional sources that suggest that remote work is a big motivator for people relocating from cities into more rural areas since the pandemic years.
The number of people living in rural counties grew by 56,000 from 2021 to 2022. Malott notes, however, rural counties located farthest from cities did not grow.
The remote counties actually lost a little bit of population, while those that are closest to the cities gained a little bit over the past year.
Mayors go en masse to Washington, D.C. annually to strategize about federal policies that shape local governments. It's the National League of Cities Congressional City Conference. The gathering is especially important for small communities because discussions take place on some of the most pressing issues they face. Danielle Smith reports, talking with one local leader who attended.
Cave City Mayor Jonas Anderson says federal funding from the American Rescue Plan Act is being put to use at home in Cave City.
We were able to utilize those funds to make some major improvements in our water and sewer system. So we've actually been doing that the last couple of years. We just wrapped up one project on that. We're looking forward to doing another one this summer.
The American Rescue Plan Act allocated nearly $2.6 billion to Arkansas for COVID-19 response needs, fill revenue shortfalls, and address the unequal impact of the pandemic on certain populations. I'm Danielle Smith.
Almost half of new stores opened last year were chain dollar stores, and watchdogs are sounding the alarm. They say the popular stores are one more nail in the coffin for local merchants, according to research by the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. The problem is the need is there, says Scott Costell, mayor of Springfield, South Dakota, population 2,000.
A lot of folks want to shop close to home for those things that you just want to run out for.
The chains claim no one else wants to invest in these communities. The Institute report says the chains actually drive other retailers out of business and extract wealth from local economies. Mayor Costell wants more engagement from the chains in the community's financial well-being by supporting local enterprise and joining the Chamber of Commerce.
Those are very much integral to a small community's survival and how well our quality of life is going to be.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.